Wilson Hall presents. Pride the Lady.
With Jimin Beg as the game master.
So yes, you'd just tested scratching the lead mirror, which does work, and I think there was just some idea of continuing to rummage round, broadly speaking.
Well, my plan tomorrow is to see if there's any books from Cloyd
after we got some sleep. Yeah.
So I think a good night's sleep if we can manage it. Breakfast followed by maybe assigning particular tasks to people.
I want to say
with for research and that kind of thing.
So as I recall, you had in fact slept fine and had breakfast, and you had popped down to the village to arrange getting the papers delivered.
Bloody hell, I've forgotten that.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
So one of the publican's lads is going to bring the papers over and will continue to do so as long as you're in the hall.
Paying?
Yeah, I'm paying. Okay.
There was something we wanted from the papers, wasn't there? But I can't remember what it was. Oh, we had worried that there was... What was the radius of this kind of open portal?
Oh, yes.
But we realised it was pretty big because someone saw something in the pub mirror.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's like 10 miles away.
No, 5.
Yeah.
No, well, that's not, is it?
It's about a mile, I think, to that one.
Oh, it's only about a mile.
It can't be that far because I mean, you wouldn't have a pub
testing. Well, we're quite away from the town, but I suppose we're not that far from the village.
Yeah, it's only in the village.
Okay. I mean, how big the radius is, I don't know, but because I was trying to walk down the drive. But then we realised it was much bigger than that, at least. Whether it is spreading, that's something I'd like to know.
But hopefully, if we can close it off, that will just completely close it off.
So maybe it doesn't matter.
If it is spreading, then taking the time to find out that it's spreading may not actually be our best use of time, because it may have spread during that period.
The important thing is to... Well, okay, I think we're all happy.
Right,
happened.
I can certainly have a read through things in English. I'm not great beyond English. I do have a pretty high percentage in speak slowly to foreigners, but it doesn't get me very far with written texts.
Is there any Welsh speakers in the village?
Who would admit it to a bunch of strangers?
It depends which village you're talking about. If you're talking about a Welsh village, then yes.
No.
That was a town at this point, I think.
Yeah, spot town.
Is that Planwelly Gilly Gilly? Is that an actual town name, or is it made up for tourists, like Westwood Ho?
No, Planwelly.
Yeah, Gilly Gilly that you're saying, that's a song. That's a totally different thing.
Casanova over by the street.
Planwelly Gilly Gilly.
Yeah, as Bernie Clifton did, it's Jelly Welly Ostrich Feather Cat Vanilla Wogan by the sea.
Fantastic.
But is that an actual place now, or is it just to get the tourists in?
It is a real place on the Isle of Anglesey. And it was basically, it was a village that was kind of there. They then had to, by one of the places where they had to tunnel through. And it was a real swine of a place to tunnel. So they had a load of people there for a long time. And then they eventually realised that, and so they have this station and bits and pieces. They eventually realised that if they didn't do something, they were going to lose their station, or it was just going to become a really minor thing. So they used all of the names of the place. Because it is the church by the red.
Is what it means.
I'd need to look at it because I can't remember it off the top of my head.
It's it's contrived. It's a sort of a modern contrivance, but it's also kind of real. Basically, it was, I mean, as Mark was saying, it was really a sort of a publicity stunt to try and get tourists to go to the train station, and therefore Westwood Ho.
It was done deliberately because otherwise they'd have lost the train station. And it was just they did it as a thing, and then actually it worked rather well, actually. So.
Mm-hmm.
But no longer the longest place name in the world.
It wasn't the longest place name in the world.
If it was ever, I think it was the longest railway station name, but it was often touted as the longest place name.
It's the longest one in the UK. But not being funny about it, you probably got people's surnames that are longer in Sri Lanka. I can remember foolishly assuming that 100 characters would be okay for a surname, and for Sri Lankans proving me wrong. And then we found the person
surnames.
With the double barreled surname there.
And then you sort that out and discover that it can't accept a two letter name like Ing.
Mm-hmm. Or A. Yeah.
So anyway.
Anyway. Right.
What tasks need to be done that can be done by non-specialist researchers like moi?
Well.
Could you search the library for books on Cloyd?
Yes. Can certainly do that.
If we write it down for you. Just
he says,
this
worrying
string of letters.
No, I can remember the name. Glodwin, did you say? Right. Yes, presumably I'll have to do some sort of roll at some point, but...
these days.
Oh, God, this thing doesn't have library use, does it?
Research.
I think it's called.
I know, it's just not the same.
It does seem to be. We've had a few skills that it just didn't seem to have an equivalent for.
Well, I've got 10% in research, so you'll be happy to know that I rolled 41. Damn.
Possibly next.
So taking a while.
Next time, possibly and actually go into the library as opposed to sort of staring wistfully from the door.
You might mind if I join you on that?
Absolutely. Well, Captain, you're
slightly more research.
You're very snarky for a man with my boot between your legs.
Oh no, I mean no, old chap. I mean, you know, this brain work like this is no good for me.
A success, but nothing special.
I'm going to go out. Fair enough.
So, what is it?
My assistant hands me a volume.
Indeed. What is it you are actually trying to find?
Stuff by or about Cluid.
I say, Zane, here you are. Yeah. What is it you were trying to find?
Well, he seemed to write... The thing is, he knew something about this cryptical book, and he had... He seemed to be the one who did most of the research. Even if he didn't quite understand it. So if we could find anything, or have a look through that book of sold stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any missing valuable books, that's just, you know...
It's the way of libraries.
And yeah,
be that wrong and Nicholas, where he flogged them off.
If he sold any of those books, that would be helpful to
him. Well, in that case, who knows where they could be by now. We'll never track them down.
Well, it's worth a try. It's very defeatist for a reverend, isn't it? God knows where they are. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Statement of fact.
You've got the catalogue which Zane was looking through previously, and you have. You've got the records. And how much of this stuff do you have? Yes, they were basically everything, almost everything that's in Welsh. Probably everything's in Welsh. Was flogged off in 1806-ish.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay, that's a while.
But that was well before. Oh no, it wasn't before. Devilray found the library, was it? It was before. He got it in the 1820s, 1830s. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well, he was referring to only one.
I hate to suggest this, but maybe it's not relevant to what we're doing.
Well.
Well, maybe.
Is that how research works? I'm so used to just heading off down a rabbit hole via Wikipedia these days.
So, what you know is they were sent to an auction house in Lincoln for sale. So, if you want to track them down, you could ask to consult their records.
Yeah, but when did de Villeray arrive at the house?
1827 was when the parents died, and he was pretty sure.
Yeah, he was installed
he had to look
there.
After the kid.
So, you know, maybe. Just maybe. Later.
Also, if you could see anything about a cryptical book or a papyrus in your searches in the library. The only other thing we've got is an initial, which is V, that he was talking to someone, but that's, I mean, that could be first name or last name.
We're sure that was the other person, not him.
V is to de Villeray.
Right.
Okay.
So that's
yes.
De Villeray is V.
To De Villeray, all right. H's word shall not trick me. Now, H could be... Oh, I don't know. But H isn't very specific, is it?
We haven't found any books along the lines of How to Live Forever by somebody beginning with H, I take it.
Not really, no.
And Clued doesn't belong with... No, it doesn't begin with H. The boy has grown stubborn. Brat's hand was flayed. I wonder if there's any record of such a thing. Anyway, that's what I'd be looking into.
Yep. In terms of the Welsh books, that's what you found out. They've been sold off by an auction house in Lincoln. Anything else you're going to pick up there? You found those last time. Don't think there's anything new. There's no cryptical book. Various things about immortality, which has been quite heavily underlined, Philosopher's Stone, the creation of phylacteries, immortality.
Well, there was a chappy with a phylactery over in Afghanistan. Kept turning up after,
really?
No, he kept turning up after we killed him. Killed him about four or five times.
No.
Can't kill.
Surely
killed
not.
Him about four or five times, then got one of the local chaps to sort it out, and basically he blew up a cave, and guy didn't come back.
Heavens above.
You've not told me about this, Captain. I should write some of your tales down. We could collaborate on a book.
Oh, no.
And they say phylactery will get you nowhere.
But isn't that stamp collection?
I think that's about all you're getting from the library at this point. Captain, and anyone who is not searching the library, what are you doing?
So I went into I went and arranged the newspapers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then obviously had a chat with the chaps in the local.
Mm-hmm.
And managed to persuade them not to put laudanum into my...
They will put in no laudanum in addition to what's already there. From the
no added laudanum. I'm happy to try it.
No. I've I've played the game. I've
just
played
like
the
a
game
cheeky
of
Vimto,
of,
isn't it?
Of drinking beer with hallucinogenics in, and
never did you any harm.
Well,
laudanum's more of a depressant than a hallucinogenic, isn't it? Mm.
So passe. I don't know. So after a couple of pints there, walk over, see how the horse is doing.
Yeah. It seems to be more or less back to normal at this point.
Thank them again for their kindness.
Oh, any time, sir, any time. Come with that and a good horse, get to... you know, get into trouble.
You chaps ever come across what that Ambrose was chatting on about? You know, the something odd coming from the stream?
Oh, it'd be Ginny Greenteeth, surely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
And where does she live? Could we have a word?
So,
oh, she's a widow, I hear.
So is that...
well,
old widow Greenteeth, here I go.
So that's started back up again. I thought that had died down quite somewhat over the last couple of years.
Well, I mean, it's what the old gran used to say.
Mm. Mm. I mean, it could be.
Might have been an otter.
From the sounds of it, it might have started off like that, but yeah, maybe an otter. Well, he said he was pecked, and looking at some of his injuries, you could believe it. So,
you'd be amazed what a swan can do, sir.
Oh yeah.
Break your arm.
there was a chap who was being rather an arse in one of the. Parks in London, and Swan basically pecked him in the unmentionables, and then as he bent over, basically took his eye out.
All right, Uncle Alan.
I'm sorry.
At least it wasn't during the war.
He took his eye out of what?
I must admit, we all gave him a round of applause because the man was being a complete and utter fool. But yeah.
I definitely need to collaborate with a cat.
I'll stay and chat with them for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. They're assuming it was, you know, exposure and laudanum is essentially the ghosts. I mean, could have been ghosts. Mm. Obviously.
Well, I mean, there's always a chance of the undead, but. I mean, normally they're reasonably friendly. If you treat them right, they'll treat you right.
Give them a nod, walk on by on the other side of the road. That's what I hear.
Yep. Never does any harm to be polite, no matter what you're coming up against.
Watch out for them lanterns of a night.
Yes. Well.
Steer clear of Tam of the Glim and all that.
Oh, very much, very much. Yes. But these characters have done a case on that, haven't they?
Nope, that's the other one.
Okay, that's,
that's the colour on.
Curses. I lose track. Somebody's done.
Crossover. It's a single universe.
But nice couple of chats. I'll get back just about in time for luncheon with any luck.
Excellent.
That's the aim, anyway.
Yeah.
Basically, try and get a bit of an idea of what sort of thing people have been chatting about. You know, is this something that, it happens all the time, or no, we've never come across
this? No, this is.
Yeah.
They are assuming either it was, you know, ghosts, or he just had an accident. Yeah. They don't really credit any of what he's saying. They're happy to mutter various things about, you know, them wrong uns what lived at the hall. No problem.
Oh, yeah. The yes. didn't it all end up a little bit in scandal?
Oh, very much so, yeah. Oh, I mean, that as I hear that Mr. Nicholas, he were right wrong, and he were up to all sorts of deviltry, if you begging me pardon, sir. And
Devilery.
That's the one. French sort of a name. And, well, he had that young lad, what, well, there was something not right about that. It was, it were awful what happened to his parents. They said they were seized off by some sort of sea monster.
So, there was a young boy up at the hall?
Young Gideon, yes,
yeah,
right.
That was Gideon, the kid who went nuts. Oh. The kid who got nuts.
Oh, he was nutted.
Well, he had nuts. He was had his nuts done in by his friend.
This isn't clarifying anything, Nick. I know you think it is.
This was the ward of Nicholas.
All I know is that nuts were involved.
Maybe we should look into Peter.
It was the ward of Nicholas, who, when he grew up, was apparently killed by his friend, Peter Letting.
We don't know anything about Peter Letting, who was the guy who...
It's true.
Killed.
You could try and find out more about him.
Did anything happen to young Gideon's hand at any point?
Oh, I'm not sure about that, sir, but is it going to be this guy or this guy's parents? Let me check timeline.
Supplied.
How long ago was that? You were, hey, Pete, what do you remember about that Gideon? You were always wearing a glove. We used to wear gloves.
Oh.
I mean... Some of these posh folks, they take cold easily, you know, a bit nesh.
Well, yes, but we found some letters, and it does not look like his.
It wasn't me, it was him.
All that writing can't be good for a folk.
It doesn't. It does not look like his guardian was a nice man.
Oh, no, he weren't. They're terrible sort of chap.
So we're pretty sure the boy is Gideon.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to look up Peter Letting. He knew something.
So,
and, there was some sort of scandal about that. Mr. Nicholas, he... got himself murdered in France, am I here?
Yeah, he had a bad end in France.
No better than he deserved, too many probably. Snails.
So did he?
And then there was. Yeah,
did he leave after Gideon was murdered, or had he already?
No, he left. He died, which led to Gideon getting control back and going back to the house.
Okay.
Do you know, I see everybody writing stuff down, and I think, do you know, you're so much more dedicated than I am to this.
I can never remember what I've written or understand.
No,
you don't need to remember what you've written, Nick. That's the reason you're writing it.
Oh, but does he need to remember where he wrote
Clever.
It?
Clever. You haven't seen my handwriting.
You've got that disappearing ink that vanishes after a couple of sentences, haven't you?
Well, you must understand, you know, vets, doctor, you know, they're taught how to write in a completely incomprehensible fashion.
Well, you don't want laymen being able to read your notes.
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
be terrible. So what do you propose to do now? You return for lunch. There is a chicken and ham pie and various...
I feel that...
Cabbage sprinkled with mace.
Not the
perhaps just some of the cold pickles, I think.
Oh no! I mean the
if you will, sir,
the captain will indulge, and I feel you know.
Please don't regale us with any more stories.
And I feel well. I mean, yeah, but obviously she must have been about 34 yards tall.
Excellent.
Oh, dear. But the captain, who has had a couple of beers in the pub, walked back, probably had a beer with the maybe a couple of beers again in the farmhouse.
Spot of laudanum.
And is now having several more beers for lunch.
Of course, the doctor will have arrived in time for lunch.
Excellent, excellent.
I'll get out the brandy then.
Best not to do an examination on an empty stomach, is what I would say.
Exactly.
Now, he knew, he's been the doctor here for a while.
For a while, indeed, yes.
Well, do you remember what happened to Letting, Doctor, after the murder? Do you know any details of the murder?
Stupid question. Can I ask an out of very quick yes. out of question, out of game question? So, would a doctor at this time have to take notes?
I don't think they'd have to, but they probably would.
Pretty much do what they want
to, but
yeah,
a good doctor took.
Yeah, I'd probably have a notebook for stuff.
Yeah,
not like modern quality type of notes, but enough for them to remember what they've done.
I'm just thinking,
you think today's notes are good quality? Bless you.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, it's got
at least you can read.
There's bits you've got to tick to make before you can submit them and that sort of thing.
Oh, the old press the full stop. That then basically puts data in the field, and therefore you can go straight on.
What are you interested in?
I think we're interested in the sort of things that happened. Obviously, at the end of the previous owner's time there, but also when around the time of those notes, isn't it, where the they were flailing the boy's hand and things like that.
Oh yes, yes.
Well, the boy, he ballsed up and got his hand flayed. A cursed thing disdained the sacrifice, obliged to invoke the sign.
Yeah. If you want to ask about the previous occupants, certainly can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we know this is tied into the moon cycle as well, the lunar cycle.
The chaps in the village and around about did not have a high...
IQ.
No, high regard of. The De Villiers. Yeah.
Well, they've not been particularly good stewards of the place the last couple of generations. I mean, obviously the place has been empty for a while. The colonel was a decent fellow.
But the colonel came and bought it, and then it was, and then.
It's his, very much a lodge.
And then it's his son, isn't it, that we're knocking
his,
around.
His nephew.
Nephew that we're
nephew.
Around.
Yes, yes. Goodness to you. Obviously, the colonel, insofar as he was interested in the place, kept it up. But when it was more of a manor, if you will, the... I believe the older families were reasonable, but the... It's Nicholas Villiers, after the death of the brother. He was rather notorious at the best of times. It caused all sorts of trouble in Cheshire, I believe, and London. And had a habit of striking out at the locals with his cane and getting into all sorts of arguments and thoroughly bad lot. Didn't put himself under my care, so I couldn't tell you, but I don't mind telling you. I have a suspicion the fellow was touched, if you ask me. Many people, I suspect. Something not right about him. Yes, yes. Wild temper, wild, very wild. Barely saw the boy. He did had some sort of a how to give him some poultices for his hand, had some sort of caught in the fire or some such nonsense. Most unpleasant. Oh yes. Don't know if you've ever seen. He will start a full on explicit medical anecdote.
Oh, excellent.
Degloving, etc., etc.
Very descriptive name.
Yeah, it really is. It's just that's all you need, really. Crying out in agony, of course. Any more brandy? No.
Well, obviously the captain is more than happy to keep going.
Yeah. So I gave him a kilo of, gave him half a pound of heroin, and
just to start him off.
Yeah, of course. To quiet the lad down, I took a look at everything. Seepage. So it does seem
necrosis.
Necrosis. Got to be some necrosis in there. 3 months later.
Coagulative or liquefactive.
Liquefactive. Oh yeah, liquefactive. Yes. And speaking of liquefactive necrosis, there's this very funny story. Reverend's buttocks, you see.
Wow.
Anyway.
Reverend buttocks, I think I was at the seminary with him.
Yeah, it's just marvelous. Anyway.
So, where does this leave us?
With a drunk doctor.
Yes.
A drunk doctor, and a lot of information about this poor guy's hand.
Mm.
But what does it all point to? Assuming that he can actually make a pointy finger.
Mildred seems to be recovering reasonably from her injuries. Yeah, as expected. And Ambrose seems to be on the mend. Bit feverish. Very fatigued. But otherwise.
Well, yeah. How are things lining up for anyone else? Because I must admit, I'm not seeing a connection. We seem to be getting lots of bits of information, but where is that getting us?
Well,
does anybody see a direction towards our sort of end game?
Well,
here?
I mean, there were some wrong uns. There was a good man or some good people for a while. Who might have had a bit of the old sight and bits and pieces, you know, coming from darkest Wales, I mean, could be anything really. Then there were some wrong uns. Then there was the right. Colonel. Now there's Tallywhack or whatever.
As I see it, De Villeray wanted to live forever.
Yeah, well.
Which is, of course, blasphemy.
Obviously, he wasn't married. So
just desserts, then, eh?
Yes.
Divine retribution.
And so, some side effect of his attempt to do so, which may or may not have been successful, has left things in this unstable state.
Right. So what does the church normally do when faced with this sort of thing? I mean,
the vintage brandy before it gets contaminated. Yeah,
finish off the brandy and then set it all on fire, normally.
Fire good, yeah.
Definitely...
Do you think we should try and melt down the mirrors that we can melt?
I'm getting distinctly tempted, yes.
Because we were told that they can't be damaged, but we've proven that at least one of them can.
At least scratch one.
Out of interest, is it still scratched?
Yeah.
I think it would be quite reasonable to try to melt the lead one And that's something we
and
could...
to perhaps take it back to your parish for the repairs on the roof.
And that's something we could reasonably expect to do with just the things we have here. We don't need any special equipment, just a saucepan.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best saucepan.
No, even better. I have with me some kit for...
Bullet mold?
Well, funny you should say. It's a funny story, but yes...
Is it just crossing your mind that if you shoot something from the mirror realm with a bullet made out of the mirror, you might actually hit it?
It might. You could just see the cogs slowly but gently turning in the captain's brain. And a beatific...
It's more of the wheel lock than the cogs.
And a beatific smile comes across his face. He has it.
Yes, beatific doesn't involve beer, Captain.
Sadly,
yeah.
Well, it hasn't.
Well,
until
yes,
now.
All right. Let's try and melt this thing down. I mean, I presume old Sallywhack will be okay with that.
Yes, don't you? I know.
I've known him long enough to call him what I like,
and I call everybody a nickname.
Sometimes even the same one.
Yes, as I said to old Plonker, oh, she prefers your majesty, but all right, well, let's do this outside. I don't know if melting lead in the kitchen is a terribly good idea.
Stable, one of the rooms by the stables, perhaps.
Yes, there's bound to be you know, a bit of a workshop type
area.
Yeah,
it was for
they should,
we can set
be
things up,
forge,
or
though,
pizza oven,
exactly.
Or you know, something
ideal.
Like
pizza oven.
What is this strange flatbread?
I don't know if pizza's been invented yet.
No, it hasn't.
They eat something sort of like that in southern. Italy.
Well, in Rome, in fact, they did, but pizza as actual pizza, has not technically been invented yet.
Sadly, lead toxicity has been. In fact, it turns up in Vitruvius.
The,
I think that's more discovered than invented.
The doctor is happy to hang around and observe your experiments. This seems quite interesting.
Mm.
So melting mirrors, you say?
Well, it's all cold. It's all got rather rum, Doctor, I'm afraid. So obviously I'm trying to change my ammunition. I'm still trying to get the Reverend to maybe bless it afterwards.
Superstitious nonsense, well, everyone knows it.
I mean, you know, blessed rounds and all that. You know.
Silver's what you want.
Well...
Round bullets for Christians, square bullets for heathens.
There's a man speaking sense. Scientific method, you know. We needed some sort of experiment. Not,
and some heathens.
Well,
but all the Welsh seem to have gone back to Wales.
Yeah, of course, the family here was Welsh. All that De Villeray was something of a heathen himself. And, well, after that, you know what Farrah did about demons, the murder chap spouted?
Yes, I mean, have we actually read the what he was actually saying in court and stuff?
We've read what was in the magistrate's report, which may not be complete,
yeah,
but it's likely to be fairly complete.
Yes, didn't have anything to do with the chat myself, but...
I mean, he really does seem to have gone completely, off his rocker.
Yes, well, castle doctor would probably have something on that. We've done an assessment and so on. Prisoners go to Lincoln Castle, you know.
Oh, okay.
Still use the old place. Yes.
Oh, okay. How far is Lincoln from here? Is it the nearest main city?
10 miles? Yeah. It's really not very far.
There's a town, isn't there, in between? But
So you have essentially where you are, hamlet, village, town, city.
Pretty,
in that order.
Much
it's just more of an arc, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, believe a sister. Billy was survived by a sister. Can't have had much of a life, you know, considering all scandal.
Well, hopefully she had the good sense to get herself married off and change her name and.
Don't recall.
So we might. Okay, so that's. There we are.
Sussex family, I think.
Okay, so for those who are bothering to take notes, sister. Nick, by this point, you'll have written sister, put a big question mark by it, and then no, and then nothing else whatsoever.
Right, I'll add a bit more.
Oh, this is as bad as our chemistry teacher at school who used to dictate bits, and because he knew that people would drift off and just write anything, he would just start speaking absolute nonsense. Be driven off by a cavalry charge. Who's written cavalry charge? Idiots.
Melting mirrors, are we?
Yeah, let's give it a try. I think so.
Obviously, we should get the staff to do it, really, just in case we accidentally burn down the house.
No, I'm more than capable. I mean, basically, at this point, I will melt the stuff down to make round.
Sure, well, let's start melting it down.
For the pistol,
and see how that goes.
I'll get a fire going for you.
Rounds for the pistol, rounds for the rifle.
Okay. Yeah, you get a fire going, you get an appropriate vessel from the old forge supplies.
What year is this again?
1846.
Oh, okay, so we're still on...
I thought it was a bit later, but...
Oh, was it later?
18...
So we're...
50-something.
Oh, we might...
67. 67.
1867.
Towards cased ammunition.
We've certainly got paper...
Paper cartridge. I would have thought by now, at the very least.
Definitely, but...
Well, it was Napoleonic, wasn't it?
Oh, we've been around for a while. But I don't know beyond that.
Rather sadly...
I'm not much of a firearms expert in any way.
Rather sadly, the one I can remember is there's a Western, isn't there, where...
The Outlaw Jersey Wales?
Is that no? It's one where they've only got about 10 or 15 guys on a ridge, but they've got the new guns with the cased ammunition, and it's like, you know, the people down at the other that they're shooting at think there's about 200 of them because of the speed that they're shooting, they must have. Bits and pieces, and I can't remember the exact words, but one of the guys turned around and says, "It's like I'm a regiment all by myself," which is like kind of get the impression that that's what they would have thought, you know. I mean, just the difference, because I mean, you know, breech loading, you know, versus
Doug, remember we do that. The Americans, at least, have the Gatling gun.
Towards the end of the Civil War, certainly.
We have,
and
we'll
they've
soon
got
have
the Springfield lever action, have they? I think. Was that already?
It was right.
So it's sometime
right
around
the end,
there,
isn't it?
That was the really popular sort of early Wild West type repeating rifle. Was the Springfield with the latch rather than the bolt that the British tended to prefer.
Yeah, another 20 years till the Maxim comes out.
No Maxim guns
we
for you.
For we have got.
Yeah. So if you're subscribed to Maxim, I'm afraid nothing's going to arrive just yet.
And when it does, it will melt your 1880s brain.
What do you mean it's water cooled?
That's probably the wet t-shirt pages. Now, the lead, then. Let's get the lead out.
Yep.
What's the situation here? Is this just melting as you would perhaps
expect?
Yeah,
you stick it in a sort of vessel that's there.
There's no sort of smoke turning into the shape of a skull or distant screaming.
No, so not really.
Rather sadly, put your hands up if you didn't have the lead figurine thing that and basically then poured it all over your mother's kitchen.
What, the Prince Augus sets?
I've never...
For mould in your... Only 8p a figure they were, according to their adverts. I was looking at some today.
Because I did it in the garage.
You did better than me.
Right. And you ended up with 40 identical hobbits and started to wonder what on earth you're going to do with them all.
No, I had orcs. Which actually worked, and they worked really well, because... There was always like a little air bubble or something. So
they are good workers.
But there was always a little air bubble, even though you tapped it. But it meant that they all did look a little bit different when you painted them up.
I just had cardboard heroes and no lead poisoning.
Well, look at me now.
Yeah.
Explains so much. Who are you guys again?
You have.
So I suppose we should check if there's been any effect on the reflection situation.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do we do if there hasn't? I mean, do you think we have to get rid of all of these things?
I'm going to be casting, obviously, once it is melted down.
Gold bullets in a minute.
I'm basically casting the bullets down. So,
okay.
But how many per mirror?
I don't know how much you need. You get a number of bullets.
It's probably enough for say six. I would let's say that we get six for each.
It depends entirely on how thick the metal is to make up the mirror. So
yeah, I mean lead's not particularly expensive, so it's
And did you bring any spare gunpowder?
And cartridge cases. Well, for a pistol, you often would, because you would be expected to make your own shot. I don't know whether a soldier's bullet making kit would, but quite possibly.
Plus the fact.
Well, they might have an old blunderbuss around here. Those are always fun because you can fill them with cutlery or similar.
Yeah,
they're a very old 40 identical thing.
Mm.
There we go. That's the sort of episode title that makes people wonder if they've got the right program. wasn't this Cthulhu?
Okay, yes. You have a set of bullets. How would you like to test the reflection situation?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Can I see any... Okay. Can I see any scar where my wound was on my hand? It was only a very small wound, but is there any evidence of a wound in the mirror on my hand where I got bitten? That doesn't necessarily prove anything because it may have just gone away by now.
I will sit in the room with Zane and every so often...
And bite his hand.
And every so often I will poke him and he can go up and look at... Well, we can have a little look at it, look in the mirror. And see if there's any scar. We'll give it a...
You think it may be a time bit. What time of night was it that this we saw the squirrel creature?
It was late.
We saw it in the evening.
Mm.
But okay.
It has been seen at another time,
hasn't it? It's been seen
it?
In the day.
Has it?
The guy saw it on the way back.
I fear so.
Oh, yes. What's the moon situation at the minute?
I checked this last time.
Still hasn't crashed into the earth.
I believe it was waning.
Oh, yes.
Surely it should be gibbous.
Okay.
It can be waning and gibbous, I mean, 1 week a month.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that was just what you needed to do to complete the ritual, the phase of the moon. It might not be anything to do with. Okay. We're none the wiser unless we sit here and look out for the squirrel creature.
I think we should at least give it some observation because there have been events since we got here, quite a few of them.
We could have someone on watch.
More,
on
I think,
mirror.
Than one a day.
Yeah, there were a couple, at least, in the first day.
So, at the very least, I'd like to wait 24 hours and see if there are further events.
Yeah.
Well, if only we had a member of staff who was recovering and could probably do with sitting down for a bit, who could sit and watch the mirror. Yeah.
It's quite possibly worth...
Well, you just get Alberta to sit there all night.
Taking watches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she'll scream this.
So we don't miss anything if it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's welcome to knit as long as she checks every so often.
No knitting. Or watch your hands in the mirror while you're knitting. No, I've changed my mind. No knitting.
If the yarn in the
You're a harsh man, Zane, but science is science.
The yarn in the mirror is suddenly bloody.
The yarn in the mirror, that's a love question.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Short story written by Da Vinci.
So, some of you are spending some time observing mirrors? Is that the plan?
Hmm.
Shall we melt down the gold one?
It's a bit hard work. Yeah,
How expensive is lead at the minute? We're probably doing all right out of it.
I don't think we're allowed to keep this stuff. I think it has to stay with my friend who technically owns it.
Well, he's probably not that bothered about the lead, but
he drinks it.
He probably doesn't want you to take away the gold mirror, no.
And you can sort of melt gold at home, but it's a lot better to do it. With an actual goldsmith.
Mm.
To be fair,
impurities in it.
Maybe it is.
To be
but
fair,
you know,
if they've got the beginnings of a forge, if they've got an old forge there, you can get it hot enough to.
Oh yeah.
You know, get the bellows going. You can
waft your hat at it. That's how we do it with campfires.
Yeah.
Breathe brandy fumes on it.
Oh yeah, that was one of the things I did.
Remember not to inhale.
I did shout out across at one of the leaders who was using one of the little bellow, little blow bellows thing.
Yeah.
Just remember, Oliver, blow don't suck. All the other leaders, kids completely oblivious. All every single other leader head spun like. What the hell are they doing now?
Well, they're not sucking. No.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where has our research got us? What bits of... Because I'm finding it very difficult to
to see if removing
pin things together here
has prevented the outbreaks.
Yeah.
Are we anywhere in terms of any sort of...
Well,
ritual requirement or some way of undoing it beyond destruction?
Or the cryptical book. We haven't found out how Peter Letting knew about this thing and why he... I mean, I think our assumption now is Peter Letting knew there was a problem with the mirrors. So it must have been happening back then. And he tried to stop it by killing Gideon, which didn't work. So he may not have had the best solution.
Hang on a minute. From what he said... Or at least what he claimed, and I'm not saying I believe this, he asserted that something had killed Gideon.
Oh, good point, yes. So maybe he didn't know anything, but something came out of the mirror and killed
him. And he was being fitted up like.
But do we know what happened to him? Also,
yes,
the white dolphin.
You do know what happened to him. He was arrested for murder and taken to...
an asylum.
He was taken to Lincoln County Jail.
I've written it down. Asylum, Lincoln.
Are we going to have to go...
I think we should go and talk to Peter Letting.
Gotta go up
we
the
could
hill.
Also try and find out... We know the asylum quite well. We need to find out what happened to the white dolphin.
Do you think that's a good sign? You said it as if you thought it was a good thing. Oh, we know the asylum quite well. That's not a thing that normal people ever say, is it?
Yeah. We've got a loyalty card.
You do.
Yes.
You know, doctor. You know the doctor at the asylum from the previous investigation. Yes, sir. Peter Letting was not at the asylum. Peter Letting was sent to the jail and was going to be hanged for murder, but then he died. The sailor who survived the sinking of the White Dolphin was taken to the asylum.
Oh, you're right. That arrow is pointing from a different place. Well, let's go.
They are both good places to go.
So where Letting was in the jail, he was due to be hanged.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
And then he turned up dead.
Yeah, he was dead.
He's going to be harder to interview, though not impossible.
No, we're not
and
doing
the jailer
that.
Said, "Oh, look, another prisoner turned up dead. Gosh, that's been happening a lot lately."
Fell down the stairs
repeatedly
while in his cell.
All right, Peter Letting. Okay, well,
he has evaded justice in this life, but not in the next, I believe, is the.
Well, how can you can't prove that. Poppycock. Let's have a seance and then we can find out once.
Come everybody out to the cemetery.
We need to go to Lincoln. Was it in the jail in Lincoln?
Yep, it's in Lincoln Castle.
So what happened to his...
Right, so we've got the records from the local magistrate, but that's not everything.
Died in Gaol. Can I write it like G-A-L-L?
That is how it is written, yes.
Yes, you're not an American, my dear chap.
Okay.
I've got the ballad.
Chapter 2B? I think we're on 2B.
I've just got In the Jailhouse Now in
mind. Yeah, 2B. I had a friend named Rambling Bob. Researching in Lincoln.
I know a different version.
Ding, ding, ding.
I only know the one from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay.
Sorry. It's a good one.
It bodes well when the story you've written yourself has to have chapters 2A and 2B.
That's more of a choose your own.
It is, that's why. okay, where would you like to go? And who is going?
I'm going to Lincoln.
I'm not much help actually checking through the library and things here, so I might as well wander over. Plus, I could probably be seeing...
There's at least two decent gunsmiths in Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure one of them will. My name is good enough to basically get something on tick. So, I'm quite happy to go to Lincoln.
In character, it seems to me that we should probably split the party. Would it make life easier for Shib if we all go to Lincoln?
It doesn't matter.
I think. Yeah, okay. Let's. You know what? Let's all go.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we come back and find Talleyrand's bones, and it'll be and that.
That's actually that that's works fine. Really well. Yeah, let's
well,
do that.
Or do we leave Alberta?
Alberta can hold the fort, and I mean she's very sensible.
Nothing will dare attack her.
Yeah, exactly.
And come back and find that she's surrounded by dead horrific things. Poker.
No, fan.
No, she was smacking them over the head with the poker the other night.
She was, it's true. You can certainly do that, yeah. And obviously the doctor is still checking up on the Lowe's for a little bit longer. Fiona and Edwin are both hale and hearty. Probably fine. If you want, they can probably get someone up from the village to help nurse the invalids.
Possibly get one of the more stout farmhands to just keep an eye on.
You want a stout farmhand? Okay.
I'm just thinking somebody who can basically, if something does start coming out and through and stuff, who can assist Alberta in smacking the bejesus out of it.
Yeah, there's various people around the village who could do with a bit of extra work. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what are we calling our stout farmhand?
Seth.
Yeah.
There we go. Second. Just a moment.
See, what we should have done is basically got Roger to get Chris to give us a full breakdown of all the character names in Ambridge.
Is that set in Lincoln?
No, it's set in...
It's also depressingly modern. Now, Cold Comfort Farm, on the other hand, as Amos and Seth.
Oh, does it?
I can't remember the name.
I really do need to.
Oh, Cold Comfort Farm is wonderful. Do read it. It's superb.
There's something in the woodshed.
Something nasty in the woodshed.
Lost a GM there, so obviously not a lot we can do.
Her ladyship has gone to bed.
Very sensible.
Right.
We'll keep it quiet.
I will try to keep the yelling in character to a reasonable minimum.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how keeping the yelling in character would have helped her, and it's still yelling, but I see what you mean. Keep it to a minimum.
It is two floors up, but certain sounds do penetrate rather.
Oh, dear. Friend,
I think it's the accents, mostly.
Friend brought a little boy round yesterday, and he really does not like my voice. My voice is too booming, because his dad's quite a soft... Dad's quite a softly spoken man.
You are quite sonorous,
and, I
stentorious.
Deaf bugger who projects his voice, basically.
It's also about the sort of the voice qualities also are different, aren't they?
Yeah. So. And bless him, he really, really, and especially when I because he's just toddling, so he's going around, and my house is not designed for toddlers, you know. We now have Audubon's back down at sort of toddler level, which is before, you know, obviously when the kids were
little. Yeah, the collection of antique bear traps.
To be fair, he spent an awful lot of time hitting his mother gently with a wooden solitaire set. I thought it was quite an apt thing. So.
Passes down from generation to generation. Indeed. Why are you hitting Mummy's knee with the wooden hammer? Because it makes a nice noise. Yeah. Makes a noise of, ow, ow, stop it, ow. Yeah.
Yes. I managed to hit my mother on the back with a mallet just after she came out of blaster from a slip disc.
Popular child.
Was that also was that... just before she went into blaster?
No, but it was one of the very few times I can ever remember my father raising his voice to me. And even then, he was also the one who came and got me and explained why it was a bad thing, and that would have hurt Mummy quite a lot.
Well, I think everyone is back. Be here back.
We are back. Good segue.
Yeah. You make your way by carriage to Lincoln, it sounds like.
Well, presumably carriage to the station and then...
Could do that, yeah.
I mean, well, we are.
Why
we
not?
We are Victorians. I mean, if in doubt, we're going to use the train.
People of the modern world, indeed. You take the train. You make good time into Lincoln. Steam billows, pistons go dramatically. The rich scent of burning coal fills your lungs.
Oh no, it's not too bad for it's not too bad for us because we're in first class. So most
that's why it's only the scent.
The smoke goes over the top of us, sort of over the top of second, and ends up in third
directly class. Into the class, yeah. Cunningly shaped openings on top of third class. Yeah.
Yeah. So. They've got a roof now, have they, on third? My word. The speed of development in
marvelous,
just
marvelous.
Astonishing.
They've got sides on the sides on the carriage yet, but I think they've got roofs.
And how does that stay up?
They've got poles.
Oh, right. And they hold the roof up.
Japanese corner, hold the roof.
And the poles are basically holding onto the roof.
Yes, you arrive in glorious Lincoln, the magnificent city of Lincoln. It's tiny.
Yeah, it is tiny. However, it has a lot of pubs. And especially, it has a lot of pubs on the hill. Because, unfortunately...
Captain, we're going to the asylum.
I'm not sure where the asylum is, but
it's next to the sunken skull.
But the prison, which is the castle at the time, I think, is at the top of the bloody hill.
Yeah, and the railway station
is at the bottom of the hill.
Indeed, as they are wont to be.
Yes, indeed.
So
yeah. So basically, what you do is you come out, you have a swift whiskey in the railway inn, then you go across the road and have a whiskey. And you just basically zigzag your way up the hill. And by the time you're three quarters of the way up,
you're three sheets. Well,
the walk's an awful lot easier.
And the zigzagging happens automatically.
Yeah, I believe at this time the station is still at the bottom of the hill. I don't know when it moves to the top. Because there is now one on the hill.
Is there?
Yeah.
It's definitely the main one was definitely at the bottom, or at least in Victorian times, I'm sure. Might be wrong, actually, there.
Let me pull up Lincoln map thereof. You know, this is probably not actually relevant.
No, it is. Because it basically involves on how pissed we are.
That's
how difficult is it to get back to the station at the end of the trip?
Pursued by the...
Trust me, you don't want to run Lincoln, down that hill.
You do not. Well, you can't really. No. It's more a...
Kate Bush said we
should
be running
up.
No.
We'd have no problems.
No, that was just about herself. I don't think she was advising other people to do that.
Okay. And she was so she wasn't also advising making a deal with God?
No, no. It was pretty much all, I think, hypothetical, but from a personal standpoint.
Okay. I mean, God would be a fool to take that deal, wouldn't he?
Running up hills?
No, to swap places with Kate Bush. I mean, I'd be happy to swap places with Kate Bush, but I'm not an omnipotent, omniscient deity. Well,
and Kate Bush is.
We don't like to talk about it.
So they're both on High Street. There are two stations competing with each other. And they're both on High Street.
She's great. Anyway, carry on.
She's got a better voice than all of us put together, I believe.
Yeah. Pure artists, which is them.
Yeah, in the lower part of the city, indeed.
Sorry, Jim.
Yeah, so you're correct. It's in the lower part of the city.
It is.
So they haven't built the newer station yet.
Yeah, because I seem to remember that there's a. It's not far from the river. And I think there. It might even be, depending on what time when it is. It might even be that you've actually the station. Stop is before the river. You've got to cross the river to then do stuff because they actually didn't. I don't think they had a railway bridge originally.
Anyway,
yes, indeed.
I know some weird railway stuff, but never mind.
Okay. yeah. So, you have to cross.
And then...
at least a dozen pubs, I think, before you reach the castle, God. If that's where you're going.
I mean, never mind.
Yeah, it's okay because they belong to different political parties. You will be judged based on which pubs you choose to go to.
So, well, we go to all of them, or rather the captain does.
Mm-hmm.
However... people look at him rather askance when he does ask for no laudanum.
They get foreigners here. They're more used to it. Yeah.
But I will work my way along. I am a egalitarian alcoholic. I will drink it every pub.
Indeed. Are the rest of you going to wait for him, or are you going to forge ahead?
Let's forge on.
I think he can.
I can't leave him to drink on his own.
He's not a man who's alone for very long.
Yeah. Oh, Reverend, you're more than welcome. What's your con?
I What is the Lord's con? That's the question you should be answering. Asking, not answering.
Oh, he plays the long game, the Lord. Very much. The long con. Yeah. Rapture day, isn't it, today? Yeah. I'm still waiting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, we're all still here.
Oh, well, we're still here.
It's noticed anyone that's vanished.
Yeah,
but all those people who are up themselves and all this telling you how you're doing wrong, maybe they're all gone.
See, that is the great thing, that apparently the people who are supposed to go are the absolute gits we can't wait to see the back of.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
It's almost a shame that they're going to turn out to be wrong, because I'd love for them to go.
Oh, bliss.
Or maybe the Jehovah's Witnesses are right all along, the rapture actually happened in 1914.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Let's say the Jehovah's Witnesses
are
right.
It would explain quite a lot.
I did work with a Jehovah's Witness who was absolutely scathing about these bonkers other religions, and then completely okay.
Do you know
with
the background of Jehovah's Witnesses?
No.
Yeah.
But I will ask them next time they come around.
Jail.
Anyway,
jail.
He wasn't one of the chosen.
You go to jail.
Sorry. Anyway. We go to jail.
Yes.
We go to
some of us faster than others.
We do not pass the pubs. Well, we do pass the pubs.
Well, okay. So you'd be surprised, actually, because as you are walking up the hill, you do see myself and the Reverend. We're not that. We're only maybe a pub or two behind you.
Arms linked, kicking in lockstep.
singing a song about something. Might be... Of course, it's a religious song about 420 virgins.
Yes, yes.
Something called a dicky dido?
Going. Stop. Sorry.
That's what you're saying to them, pretending they're not with you.
He's scratching my mattress.
Who are
you? Oh, well, you see, that sounds far worse than simmering your chili. Mm.
Yeah.
My chili ended up being all right, actually.
Good.
Very
good.
A little bit.
Nick was just convinced that you were doing something filthy, and it doesn't sound filthy.
Simmering my chili.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the downside is, you said, did I use an eggplant for my.
Yes, that's what I meant.
For the bulk of it, no, I'm afraid it was chicken mince. I'm afraid.
Chicken. You can make a very nice veggie chili.
You can. No.
I will tell you that in Texas they're convinced that the only way to make chili is with beef and some chili.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're
beans is what Mexicans eat.
Because they don't even put kidney beans in theirs, do they?
No, they don't put beans in, no. No, I mean, the Mexican version is largely beans.
Okay.
So anyway, as we edge towards...
I just saw an image of Shim looking very...
He's not sad. I think resigned is the word that
We're trying very hard not to make you shout out in that accent. Although I think possibly we're going the wrong way about it.
You arrive at Lincoln Castle.
Okay.
The county jail is part of the castle. It's a brick part. It's not the sort of castle proper. And it's got your debtor's prison and your felon's prison, which is... one of those very modern ones. They've just abandoned the separate system a year or so ago. So the prisoners are allowed to acknowledge each other's existence now. And occasionally even speak to each other.
It's wild, modern ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure that they still walk around with ball and chain and so on. And...
Oh, yeah, but they don't have to wear masks anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, they no longer have to wear masks, and they are allowed to see each other during chapel ceremonies. So, yeah,
very much a modern prison, then.
Absolutely, yeah. There will be you are all respectable persons.
Some of us pissed in respectable, but
well, yes, but that does not strictly speaking, reduce your social standing. You can certainly get into the castle. The person on duty, I don't actually know what the officer, let's say.
The warden, shall we say.
They can certainly fetch the warden when you go to the prison to see what it is these distinguished visitors are calling for. Yeah. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Probably.
Hello, my good sir.
Benjamin would probably...
Now, you look about old enough to remember Peter Letting.
Letting? The murderer?
Yes, yes, the one who cheated justice.
Yes, I mean, I was just a lowly official at that point. I hadn't worked my way up, but...
We are, we are investigating things on behalf of the new owner of Hall, and we are just looking into the mysterious death of Gideon. I wonder if you could tell us a bit more about the circumstances regarding Mr. Letting's, well, I would say unfortunate demise. Obviously, he had it coming, but...
Don't demise one way or the other, as you might say, but then are we not all, Reverend?
Oh, indeed. Some much sooner than others.
Yeah, yes. Now let me say, it was quite a while ago. Because I recall, I had to fetch him out of the cell afterwards. He'd had a full length mirror brought in as his last request to dress properly.
He requested a mirror. I thought the man was horrified about mirrors, from what I am.
Well, yeah, this is why I didn't put any stock in any of that, nonsense he was telling. I don't think he was raving at all. I think it was a calculated deception he was attempting to work on the courts. And, they quite rightly had none of it.
Do you remember his mirror request? He wanted a mirror in his cell. Did he ask that personally?
Not to me, but we had to carry in a couple. Charlie, I think, and someone else had to carry in a mirror. Yeah, proper big one.
Do surprise.
For him to dress, which we get some funny requests, you know. Had a bagpiper for one of them. But yes.
I can fully understand that. I mean, you know, get somebody to play the bagpipes at you for several hours, and then you go.
You'd be quite happy to die in the morning. You go to your death,
basically, with a spring in your step.
Yeah, exactly.
Cost a few bob to find one that was willing to come down here. I'll tell you that. But
never mind the bagpiper.
No. Yes, it was just a perfectly ordinary mirror, but the fellow dropped plumb dead, and. The doctor said it was heart failure. Guilt, probably, if you ask me.
Died of guilt.
That's
you're not a medical man, are you?
No. Ooh.
Well, it did happen to that woman in Goldfinger, didn't it?
Mm. Yes, different spelling.
Yeah, Regina versus Goldfinger. Yes, I remember.
Also, that wouldn't have...
Wouldn't if the...
Doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
You have your lungs for breathing.
Yes, yeah. Anyway. That's when you find out.
Unless she was...
In fact, amphibious. Yeah. But even frogs can still breathe through their lungs. Anyway.
I've never painted a frog.
No, it's
true.
Breathing out.
It's true. Okay, I can see that.
Expiring.
No, it's breathing out. Because basically,
just inflate slowly.
So... I'm so sorry.
No, this is partly my fault.
Yeah, because you've got the thing with the frog and the cigarette, haven't you?
Yeah. So, anyway, smoking frogs aside.
Oh, my God.
Another time. But I will hear this story.
Got in a mirror.
It's,
how do they keep him dry?
Overnight? Did someone find him in the morning?
No. I mean, had the mirror to dress with. There was someone outside to make sure he didn't try any funny business or anything. But... Yeah, you know.
Didn't break the mirror or anything like that?
No, no.
I'm surprised because the only thing I've gotten written, the only thing I've got written
2 days, down, 2 days.
Is yeah, sorry. Is hated looking glass.
Yes,
that was my note of him.
Yeah,
but yet he requested a mirror.
Yeah,
as the last.
He
thing
smashed he's as many mirrors as he could easily get at in
did,
the house.
But when he was here, he wanted it.
Indeed,
may have had this outcome in mind.
Well, or
let's find out what this outcome was, eh?
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, well, I think I could dig up the records for you if you want.
If that would be
most kind of you, sir.
Yeah. Right, he hastily does so with an iron clock. He was found slumped in a chair before a full-length mirror. That was his last request. He had his Bible open at Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shadow of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday.
Oh, well, if you take these modern versions,
yeah. Yes, exactly. Some modern denomination or other. Methodist, possibly. He'd spoken to the chaplain beforehand. I think chaplain's diary would have something else. I believe he rather felt that in the light of the circumstances, perhaps this was a merciful end to an innocent man.
So was there a visible cause of death?
The coroner said heart failure. He delves into the chaplain's office and manages to extract a handout.
Okay, so what while he's doing that, was there any change? I wonder whether there was any change in his personality. I wonder whether the person who died actually is the chap who
Gideon.
No. I wonder whether the person
DeVille Ray.
I wonder whether he was Peter. What's his face at the point where he died, or whether.
Well, let's have a look at the testimony of Peter Lessing in the few minutes we have left.
Testimony given to Reverend Henry Richter, chaplain of Lincoln County Jail. It is not a confession. Neither Lessing nor the Reverend were Catholics and can be freely shared. Richter considers it merely the sad ravings of an unstable man who should never have been sentenced to death.
It's long.
I have all night lying ahead of me, and as I know I cannot sleep in spite of my resolve, I thought I would try to write down in detail the thing that has just happened to me. I am afraid that setting it down like this will not make it any the more believable, but it will pass the time until dawn comes, and with it, my release.
Naturally, because of my work, it was at Sotheby's that I first met Gideon de Villeray. He came to visit that evening, an elegant man complete with gold-top cane, top hat and blood opal ring, more fit for the opera than my simple drawing room. He admired my Alphaeus Levi and my grimoires.
That's a common Victorian
I had at the time a wry enjoyment of those books which I can no longer muster.
I learned later that his childhood did not allow him to treat magicians with such levity. My old colleague Malinger had briefly worked for his uncle and saw how the nephew regarded him with utter dread. He believed, from the library and what he overheard, that the old man fancied himself a wizard of sorts and was endeavouring to draw young Gideon into some unwholesome ritual.
Sorry, I haven't got this open. I was just listening to
you. No, we can flip back round. That's fine.
Where are we?
I travelled down to Suffolk to catalogue Gideon's library. It was marvellous company, though sometimes brooding. I shall never know now, of course, whether he deliberately exerted all his charm in order to ensnare me. I like to think not, that he quite genuinely liked me and my company, not that I suppose it matters now.
What, me having killed him and all? Okay,
yeah, so that was, I travelled to Gideon, wasn't it? Okay. With tact, I learnt a little more, that his uncle was an infamous man, even a madman, certainly a black sheep. Gideon hated him with a savagery that alarmed me and outright proclaimed him a Satanist. I have seen the ruins of Gideon's left hand, which he always masked in powder or gloves, and cannot fault him.
No, John, you
were going to read the next one.
All right, okay. At last, the old man died violently and abroad. Gideon had no desire to return to the family manor, but wished at least to save some books and furniture. Of course, I agreed to assess the collection for him. Was it an honest request or a pretext? We arrived in winter to find both servants absent through illness, he said. It was a grand old place with a truly marvellous library. He brought down a heap of papers, his uncle's, he said, and burned them with deadly earnest, then left me to work.
Go on, I'll do the next one. The horror began soon afterwards. I saw the dog's reflection devoured and thought it a trick of tiredness and isolation. The following day, can you conceive the horror of seeing yourself mauled to death? Casually feasted upon on by some unholy abomination. I broke what mirrors I could, but it was too fast. I shut myself away and heard the poor house cat and dog as they died. It tried to break through the doors, then Gideon returned unexpected, and though I rushed out to save him, I was too late. Had he merely come to visit or to inspect the results of a diabolical plot hatched of his uncle's sorcery? Did they use this trick to ensnare and sacrifice the lives of the innocents towards an awful end?
Goodness me.
The worst of it is not that they say I killed him. The evidence seems clear, and of course they have only scorn for my ravings of demon spirits. It is that I cannot know the truth. Did I fall mad and crush the skull of my dearest friend and gnaw like a beast at the bodies of animals? Did he truly care for me, or was it all a loathsome trick? Was it all real? Is that why his uncle died in a locked room? Why Gideon screamed and broke the bathroom mirror one night? Must I go to the noose without an answer?
I have been asked to see if I have a last request, and they've agreed me to let me have a full-length mirror to dress myself for the occasion. I shall be interested to see what will happen.
Clearly his mind was going towards the end.
Burning eye. people have affectations at the end of their life. All right, so it was a bit of a, I shall summon this buyer key to prove that a buyer key can't be summoned.
Oh, nobody'd ever do that.
No. Never happened.
All right, well, he did seem to be himself at the end, rather than
more
some
or less
kind of bizarre personality transference, as you suggested, Captain.
And with that, I think
we'll leave ourselves...
Last minute discovery of a handout. We will move gracefully on.
Well, we've got to finish. We found a handout. We've got to stop there.
You know, I'm sorry, but that's enough of the plot that we're going to talk about this evening.
Thank you for playing.
Oh, thank you.
It's a sprawling scenario. I will see you. I'll probably send you messages in about 4 minutes.
So. Okay.
Right. Let's be realistic.
Okay. Cheers.
So,
bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stop.